New Hampshire's home to the oldest state library in the nation, and this year it's marking its 300th anniversary. The library was founded in 1717 with just two books and a proclamation by the New Hampshire General Assembly. The state library has gone through plenty of changes since then. Its current home was built in 1896, located on Concord's Park Street next to the State House. I recently took a tour of the building to learn about the history of the state library and the role it plays today.
New Hampshire State Library, Reference and Information Services.
It's your typical morning at the State Library. Phone calls flow into the front desk as a handful of patrons conduct research on computers nearby in the lobby. That's where I meet my tour guide, State Librarian Michael York.
With the exception of the furniture that we've added, it looks very much the same as it did in when it was constructed in 1896.
You've got a beautiful lobby and front area with beautiful marble fireplace, floor to ceiling, and it's... Yeah, it's quite a sight.
Yeah.
After nearly 20 years on the job, York admits to me that he's developed a bit of a personal bias.
We always say we think it's the most beautiful public building in New Hampshire. I'm sure we'll get a lot of people who would disagree and claim that they have. But it is a beautiful building. The building is made of New Hampshire granite, American steel, and Italian marble.
The original price tag for the 40,000-square-foot building was $350,000. York says replacing it now would cost more than $100 million. As we walk through the lobby, York tells me it's no coincidence that New Hampshire is home to the first state library. The state has a long history of supporting public libraries, including the nation's first local public library in Peterborough in 1833.
Well, we often use the term anchor institutions because there are 234 communities in New Hampshire, and there are 234 public libraries. Nobody else can make that claim, not McDonald's, not 7-Eleven, not Dunkin' Donuts.
We make our way into a large room with a magnificent skylight. The walls are lined with aging, leather-bound books.
What room are we entering in now?
Well, the library, as it was built in 1896, actually served two functions. It was the Supreme Court building, and it was also the State Library. We're currently in the room where the dais for the judges was. This was the main courtroom.
After the Supreme Court was moved to the Heights, this space was turned into what's known as the genealogy room.
These are city directories. We have city directories from Nashua, Manchester, Portsmouth, the larger cities in the state, and these are used extensively by genealogists, town histories, family histories.
York tells me it's not uncommon in the summer to see license plates from across the country parked outside the library as people return home to track their ancestry. The State Library also maintains an extensive collection of archived New Hampshire newspapers. Sitting at one of the library's microfilm readers, I find Art Pease, who's traveled here this morning from Lebanon.
And I've been coming here for, two or three years now, looking at microfilm, old newspapers, in particular for I grew up in Orford, and looking for Orford and looking for family news.
After retiring from a job as a high school history teacher, Pease now spends his time collecting items for the Lebanon Historical Society.
Look in the Hanover Gazette. I started at 1915 today, as I'm hoping to find a little about Orford during World War I, because I've got almost nothing about that. And I think I'm going to. I'm only in June of 1915.
As we continue the tour, I ask York how the staff decides what to keep as space becomes limited.
We can't purchase everything. We can't house everything. So we need to make some tough decisions sometimes. And one of the criteria is, is it relevant to New Hampshire? And if that's the case, then we would hold on to it.
Before my visit ends, York says he wants to show me one of the library's most prized possessions.
This is known as the Hitchcock map. And there are four of these, actually, in the state.
We're standing in front of a towering 20-foot-tall map of New Hampshire. It nearly reaches the ceiling.
And all of the relief that you see, the mountains and the valleys and the lakes, are all carved, as it turns out, by students at Dartmouth College in 1877. And it's one of our treasures.
The staff is celebrating the library's 300th birthday by posting 300 facts about the state library and New Hampshire history. You can find those facts on the library's Twitter and Facebook.